Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we glorify you today. We magnify your name because you are greater than all things in this world. Father, greater is he, which is you, Lord, that lives in us than he that is in this world. And we rely upon your strength today, Father. Give us ears to hear your word today and the obedience, Father, to walk it out in this life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. And again, we are going to talk about peace today. You know, I pray with so many people, it's countless. They just say, I just need peace. I just want some peace. And you know, as we share the word today, I want you to receive that peace from Jesus. And also, you know, realize that peace is not the absence sometimes of things or people or noise or sound or conditions, but peace is the presence of someone. Ms. Sarah, do you have anything to add to that?
I completely agree with that. It's not necessarily that something is in or out of your life. You can have so much going on in your life and still have peace. Because of your focus upon the Lord. I think that's really good.
Amen. And so I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and it says, and the very God of peace, see, get that, the very God of peace, he is peace, sanctify you wholly, that spirit, soul, and body. Sanctified is just a more fancier word for meaning to set apart. So the very God of peace sets you apart wholly, spirit, soul, and body. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So right there, he is the God of peace. He wants you to have peace in your life. And if we flip on over to 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now the Lord of peace himself, Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are our peace. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace. Give it. They're going to give it to you. receive it. Give you peace. Always, by all means, the Lord be with you all. They want you to receive it. It's not something you have to work for. Everything of our Father God is a gift. Even the working for the Lord is such a gift and an honor. But it says there in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now the Lord of peace himself give peace. Sarah?
Mm-hmm. So one translation that I have here, it says that the Lord himself, the Lord of peace, give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. Sometimes that we think that there's some things that are too big or too small for the Lord to deal with, but I wanna change that and say that that's not correct. Every way, in every way, the Lord is able to be with us in everything that we need. And so that's a promise to hold on to. So if you're struggling with things, whether it be something big to you or just a small matter in your heart, his word says right here, hold on to this promise, peace at all times and in every way.
Yes. Amen. And it also means that word peace is quietness and rest to your mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, so many times, you know, your mind, especially the prices and things everywhere, all over the world, is growing higher and higher for food, for gas, mm-hmm. for utilities, everything. And I want to encourage you that the Lord himself will give you that peace in your mind if you just ask him. Take it. Just take it. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive your peace. I receive your peace. Shh. Just rest your mind. Take control of your mind. You have that choice. You can sit and worry and be fretful and all upset. Or you can take that gift of peace, that quiet, that rest. Amen, Sarah?
Amen, yes. That's so true because, you know, if we've been talking these last couple of weeks about who we're focusing on, right? And you can choose to focus on those things that are going on in your life and what's causing unrest in you. But yes. I challenge you to do this because you can't think of something and speak something at the same time, something different. So when those things start running through your mind, I challenge you to speak the promises of God's word. Speak what you know the Lord is saying to be true and begin to worship him because he says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So as you worship him, you begin to focus on him. And before you know it, a few minutes will go by and you'll realize that there's peace here. You're not thinking about anything but the Lord at that point. So I just challenge you, you know, several times a day, give thanksgiving to God, praise him, speak it out loud. Because, again, you can't say one thing and think another. That's pretty hard to do.
Yes, that is so good. Praise the Lord. And remember, actually, that peace lives within you if you know the Lord, because in Galatians chapter 5, it's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And you just say, Holy Spirit, let me release God's peace out of my life. Let me just be quiet before you, Lord. Try it. Instead of saying, like Sarah was saying, say, I have the peace of God. I have quietness. I have joy. I have everything I need because God lives within me. And I want to share number 624 through 36. Sister, would you mind reading that, please?
Sure. So we're looking at Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26, and it says, "May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace."
Right there again, give you peace. Smile upon you. Shine his face. The glory of God shining. Have you seen people? I know I have. You just say, wow, they have the glory of God all over them. They receive that peace, that goodness, that gentleness in their life. He lifts up your countenance. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't walk around being all sad and gloomy when you're receiving that peace. And I want to turn now to an extra scripture I hadn't planned, but it's John chapter 14:27. Peace I leave you with you. That's John 14:27. Someone out there right now, many people are hearing God's peace and feeling even his whoosh, the shalom of God, the peace of God. Peace I leave with you, my peace. This is our Lord Jesus speaking. My peace I give unto you. Now listen, not as the world gives that I'm giving to you, but my peace. So let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. Receive his peace. I realize we all have challenges and things that come up, and it doesn't look too good. But I encourage you. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Trust in him. Let his peace overwhelm you and subdue you. Sister Sarah, would you please open up Philippians 4? And that's Philippians 4, verses 6. And 7. I know most of us can quote it, but do we really, really know about the peace of God? Philippians 4, 6 through 7. You got it, Sarah?
I do. This is so good. So it says, be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your request to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
What's that saying to you, Sarah?
So right there, the Lord is telling us, don't worry. Don't be anxious about anything. Instead, like we said before, instead of worrying about all this other stuff, put your focus upon the Lord. Give him thanksgiving instead. Speak his promises. And tell the Lord what you're feeling. Tell him what you're in need of. Release it to him. That way, what you're basically doing, you're trading your worries for his peace. That's what he's saying right here. He's going to give us the peace. Just give him your worries.
Amen. Just give him all the bad stuff. Sometimes it doesn't seem fair, Sarah, but that's God's love. He will protect your mind. He will comfort your mind through Jesus Christ. As Isaiah 26:3 says even, that perfect peace. God gives you that perfect peace. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Come on. Let's just give all this trouble. Let's get quiet before the Lord and invite him. Take his peace. Thank you. We thank you for this radio audience, Lord, as it grows for your glory, for your name's sake. God, bless these lives. Let them know of your peace, that wonderful gift of peace, Lord, that protects and keeps us quiet. Lord, that shields us from this world's thoughts, this world's system, the lack, And we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. One last word, Miss Sarah, do you have anything?
I do. So this last verse and number in the Isaiah 26, he will keep you in perfect and constant peace. But then it continues and says, for the one whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts and takes refuge in God.
Yes. Glory to God. Well, our time is run out. It goes so fast, doesn't it, Sarah? It's like, whoa. So just share the Blog Talk Radio with everyone. It's great news for today's world. This is Reverend Robin, Sister Sarah, saying goodbye till tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
I worship you, I worship you, I worship you, Lord.